Hello and welcome to the broadcast bonus episode for January. Just a little bit late. We're in the middle of February, but who cares? So what? Who cares? Hello, welcome. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And we've got a whopping show of some great four clips for you. How's it going?
It's going good.
Woohoo! So we didn't record a whole lot of shows in January, so I think we had three shows to pull from. We had four, because I did pull from the second Real Weird Sisters clip, even though that aired yesterday, February 10th, as of recording this. Even though that was released in February, I was still like, let's just add another one. So
it counts. It
totally counts. It was recorded in January. But that said, have we got a show for you? Let's just kick it off. This first clip is called Minnie Mouse Gabby. Let's do it.
Very upset that Greta Gerwig and just women in general got frozen out of the director category for the Oscars because the fact that that is only her.
Hold on, I think we just had a cat accident.
We have a friend.
No, sorry, you can keep going. I was just going to mute myself and close the bathroom door because I also left the bathroom door open. That's my own damn fault. Gabby's just like, you know, getting
She's like,
into the cupboard.
So many doors. I'm going to get in all of them.
Yeah.
What's behind this door?
Toilet paper.
Yeah, oh, what's this one? What? Oh boy. I don't know why Gabby all of a sudden has a mini voice. I don't know.
All right. I left plenty of space in between this week to ensure that I would cut them all off. So that was just cut out for time in general. Normally that's something that would end up in the blooper show, but we, you know, only had four this week. So here it is. Amanda does cat voices and they sound like Minnie Mouse.
Yeah, you know. I've got to work on my repertoire of cat voices.
That's all right. I love it. Just never change. All right. The second clip is called Lemon Water to the Eye. Again, I got super creative. Here we go.
Oh, it hurts, guys.
Next up, we have shit.
I just splashed lemon water in my eye.
Hold on. I just want to stop this and say the "Oh, it hurts, guys" was the end of the previous clip. I thought I left space. Damn it. I thought I left space. All right. Continuing.
It hurt. Why do I have so many aches and pains?
I don't know. All right. Continuing on. Here is lemon water to the eye.
No. Oh, it hurts, guys.
Next up, we have
splashed lemon water in my eye.
Oh,
guys, I am falling apart.
Oh,
I'm okay. Oh.
You should have taken Benadryl. Cat. That would have put you to sleep and helped your eye preemptively.
I know. Fiona's like, ugh, you're so embarrassing. Look at how hard she's judging me.
Oh my God, she is judging you.
She's super judging me.
If it makes you feel any better, she was looking at the wall. Oh, she cannot hear you. Although she can probably hear through my earbuds.
She's like,
her hearing's real good.
These are the people you choose to hang out with instead.
Oh no, she loves everyone. If you were here, she'd be sitting in your lap.
You know, it's kind of like how when the Ramblecast After Dark dudes send me their episode description every week and Nick doesn't have sentences or grammar structure and I'm like, come on. I'm kind of getting flashes of that while reading these questions. But unlike with Nick's stuff, which I sometimes, oh shit, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, we've changed gears here.
Hold on. Fuck. I am the worst tonight. And I wasn't even looking at something political. I actually, I had pulled something to talk about tonight and then I just got a news notification. And I was thinking, oh my God, I think this might be better to talk about. And I was trying to skim it. So I didn't like, you know, talk about something when I don't read it beforehand to see if it was viable.
That's valid. You don't have to explain yourself any further than that. Okay. You were doing a good job.
Yeah, except I wasn't. hold on, please. Hold on, please. Let me go back to the beginning of this. I don't even know where it was. Structure. And I'm like, oh, nope, definitely not there.
Yeah, I think it's probably the end. It's wherever I stop sounding like I'm on the verge of death.
Yeah. All right, here we go. The next clip is... is it worth it? Does anybody have anything to say about that? The first two clips have been very Shandy's cat heavy.
Yeah.
Very pussy heavy.
Kittens.
Yeah. So that was cut out again just probably for time and because we all love a good cat clip as a clip. All right. The next clip is called Shading the Ramblecast After Dark, and I want to disclaim this was taken out because I didn't want anybody to listen to the regular episode and be like, oh my god, they're talking shit about you, because I was talking affectionately in this next clip. Affectionately. I just want that to go out there to the universe that there was shade, but there was no...
It was affectionate shade.
It was affectionate shade. Anyway.
A place of love.
Exactly. I'm super hoping that I, started this at the right spot. So here we go. It's kind of like how when the Ramblecast After Dark dudes send me their episode description every week and Nick doesn't have sentences or grammar structure. And I'm like, come on. I'm kind of getting flashes of that while reading these questions. By the way, we were talking about Tim's questions, FYI. Clarify. Okay. But unlike with Nick's stuff, which I sometimes give up halfway through and I'm like, meh, I'm trying with Tim's. I'm trying here. I wonder now, though, in today's, like... Ooh, I think that was off. Shit, I don't know. Hold on. Everybody cover their ears! Day and age, like being, what, 15 years older? Okay. I'm not sure, but I'm going to guess that was that. So, there we were. Woo, Nick really does. It took me a really long time to figure out that he was giving me his version of bullet points, but he was copying and pasting, and the formatting wasn't quite working out, a.k.a. there was no bullet points. It was just like, you know...
Chunks.
Yeah, it was like four or five spaces in between. You know what I mean? Like when you don't format something and you just copy it like plain text. It took me a really long time. Like, I mean, like a year to figure out that's how he was giving it to me. Because he started like, because we've been doing this for a couple of years now. He started like the first year and he would give me like fully written out paragraphs the same way that Matt does for Owen and Beruse and whatever else. And, you know, Nick started the same way. And then at some point, I think he just figured out that like bullet points were just, you know, quicker and easier. And like at first I was just like, this doesn't make sense. And then I was like, he's not writing sentences. And then I was like, why are there random spaces in between? And then I was like, oh, I think these are bullet points. So anyway, there's your inside baseball behind the Ramblecast After Dark episode descriptions. And honestly, the amount of which I edit them and make them make sense is generally just dependent on the amount of time and what I am doing when I'm doing it. So if they give it to me on Wednesday evening and it's like during a Survivor commercial break, then I'm going to do the bullet points without being bullet points. If I have plenty of time, then I will take it and do my best with it. Anyway, there's your inside baseball. This last clip is called The Real Weird Order, and it was when we were trying... I feel like there's a fifth one in between, because when I'm looking at this, there the audio file, it looks like there's another one. But I don't think that... I think that there is. So anyway, I'm not really sure what this next clip is, but we'll find out.
It'll be a surprise for all of us. It'll be a
surprise. It may be the real weird order. It may not be. Here we go. Today's, like, day and age, like, being, what, 15 years older, if I would appreciate it more, or if it would just... Because the subject matter, if I remember correctly, is there is a opening in, like, a local legislative position or something. Is that... Oh, that's right. We were talking about the casual vacancy, and I did actually name this the, like, the casual boring or something like that.
Ah.
I just didn't write it down. Oh, okay, yeah. So this was cut out because it was just, like, trimming the fat of this discussion. But, yeah, so we were talking about the casual vacancy because Tim asked the question, do her other books, are they good or not? Anyway, we'll continue. So look at that. There were 5 clips, not 4, in this 4.5 minutes. So cool. Okay, cool. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
In a local election. Well, and also, it only came out about 8 years ago.
Oh, really? So
yeah. I was going to say, I was like, 15? Where are you getting that number from?
But maybe you have aged 15 years in that time, Colleen.
I feel like I have sometimes.
You've had 2 children in that time. That tracks.
Was it really? was it really only 8 years ago? Holy shit. No, that cannot be right. It
came out in 2012, I believe.
I think that's right.
Yeah, 2012. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because she was done with the Harry Potter series. It was her first thing post.
Yeah, I was student teaching at the time. That's why I can remember. Otherwise, after that, I start to lose track of the years. But
I'm usually really good with dates. That one shocks me. I thought that I was in, like, college when that came out. So cool. Oh, wait, I couldn't have been because it wasn't until 2007 that Harry Potter was done.
Yep.
Whew. All right, then.
Because we still lived in Astoria. When the last Harry Potter book, I remember reading it in my bedroom in that apartment.
Yeah. I remember where I was sitting in our apartment when I read that she had said that Dumbledore was gay. And we were like, oh, my God, she's so great for social justice causes. And then, womp, womp. So, well, cool. Casual vacancy. Okay, that was definitely the end of that, I think. We'll find out.
I
thought that I left several seconds in between so I would catch it. Anyway, yeah, so now you can see while listening to that, that is why that was bonus, just because as interesting as it is to hear about how I messed up the numbers and the dates of something, it wasn't really necessary to the overall flow of the show. So got a real bonus clip there. And now this last one is actually a lot lighter. It is called The Real Weird Order, and it is us trying to figure out what order we are going to read the That's What She Said in. And this is the last clip, I promise. I'm looking at the audio, and I know that it ends here. So anyway, here we go. So the order is going to be Shandy... Well, why don't we go in order, starting with Shandy World Clockwise. So Shandy, Alice, Martha, Shandy, Alice, me, Amanda, Martha. Sound good?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Amanda's going to be weird. We're switching.
It's going to be really weird.
It's okay, though. Okay.
We got this.
We got this.
Shandy, Amanda, Colleen, Alice, Martha.
No.
Sure.
We're going
around
the
screen.
Oh, okay.
We can do Shandy, Amanda, Colleen, Alice, Martha. That's
so you're last. Martha, you go after me.
Okay.
Okay.
It is going to be weird, but a little bit of strange is good every now and then.
Yep. It's good to change things up.
All right.
Oh, I thought that was one of the bats.
It's going to be next week.
Yes.
Definitely will be.
All right. So a little bit of strange is good every now and then. Is not going to be a match what she said this week, but it could be the episode title for this.
Just general words to live by.
Yeah, I like it.
That'll be our next merch.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm on board for that.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Jacob, get on it.
Yeah. We do need to figure that out, actually, our next bit of merchandise, because it's time. And I actually had that on the agenda to talk about in the regular show this week. So
Hashtag universe.
So we will move that discussion over there. In the meantime, let's do one round of the questions because we've been only recording for 14 minutes, even though it seems like it's been 3 hours.
Oh, are we that not fun?
No, it's...
are we boring you that much?
No,
I mean, I know we haven't been as chatty this go-round, but I mean, you know, we're trying.
No, it's the clips. All right, 3,000 questions about me, 3,000 pick one questions, or 3,000 would you rather?
It's
been a while since we've done these.
I know.
It has.
Let's do pick one.
Pick a number.
I default to Shandy.
348.
Good number.
300. 148. Here we go. Black or green olives, and why?
Black.
Green. Black.
I believe I've discussed my love of like shitty black olives before.
Yes, and I love it.
But I do like green olives in martinis.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when they're stuffed with a little bit of blue cheese.
Ooh. Mm. Green olives are definitely like on so many levels superior. And I get that. Like culturally superior, quality superior, but I'm still going to go with the canned black.
Hey.
With the holes.
I love it. I wish I did still like the black olives because it's like it has a fond like childhood memory mm-hmm. for me too. I just can't stomach them now.
You've just evolved past.
I think I ate too many as a little kid. I ate too many and now it's like
it's never too many.
Yeah. I hit my quota at like age five.
You know, you can do it. That's funny. You say that. I had got the little like 4-pack of like the, you know, the Valentine's Day 4-pack thingies as a gift from someone. And I picked out the caramel one. And I used to love caramel filled chocolates, right? You know, the mm-hmm. little like Stovers.
Delicious.
Yeah. Well, cool, yeah.
Delicious. My family and I went on vacation when I was younger and I bought a box of just the caramels, ate them and ended up throwing them up. And ever since then, I am very hit or miss with just the caramel candies like that. I can only do it once in a while.
That's a pretty traumatic memory.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez, Louise. Let's go over to... opposites attract or match made in heaven?
Is that the question or is that...
No, that's the question.
In relation to what?
Which would you rather have, an opposites attract situation or a match made in heaven?
But can't an opposites attract be a match made in
heaven? Right, right. Boom. What's the distinction between the two? I would say you would be right there.
I just dropped the book. We're done with that one.
Loophole in the system.
Loophole in the system.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Let's see. Would you rather have a 50 Shades of Grey romance or a Pretty Woman love story?
Can I have a third option?
Nope.
Ugh. Those both sound unseemly.
Can we have one that's not sexist? Is that possible?
No. That's the point. Which is the lesser of two evils?
Well, in 50 Shades of Grey, I think he's richer than in Pretty Woman. So I'll go with the billionaire. If I have to go with anyone at all.
If I got to wear that ruby necklace in Pretty Woman, I would go Pretty Woman.
I was just
going to
say, if I could wear the jumpsuit and pull it off, that would be worth it to me.
Yeah.
I always wanted to do that.
But in 50 Shades, that like the amount of money... means that you could do that also.
Yeah, but I also have never seen or read the books, so I feel like I'd be kind of stepping into the unknown. So it's also a little bit of the devil you know situation.
For sure. I have done multiple podcasts about 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
Fun fact. Wait, I knew that about you.
Oh, did
you? And actually Colleen has too. We did.
We've talked about this.
The very first one was with Colleen.
Yeah.
That was special. And then I did another one. Like, what the hell?
Did you do a Real Weird Sisters one? When did you do the second one? Did I do the second one too?
No, I did. I was a guest on a movie podcast, which is hilarious in and of itself.
That's right. Oh, my God. That was so like a year ago or 2 years ago.
I think maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I think it came up in my like memories recently.
I was living in this house when you did it, but I had totally forgotten about that.
Yeah, until you brought it up just now.
Yeah.
Interesting.
How time flies.
How time flies.
Okay, very good. And then as far as the questions about me. Give me a number.
798.
798, please. Let's see. What was the first responsibility your parents gave you as a kid? And this is actually perfect because we're going to Disney supposedly in November with Jay's family, and Zachary wants to get the lightsaber thing, but the make your own lightsaber is $200. So we're like, okay, well, you're going to work for it because that's a lot of fucking money. Mm-hmm. So we're going to make him work for it because then we heard that you can't take them on the airplane back. And if you can't take them on the airplane back, then we're going to have to ship it back. So clearly that's going to be expensive. So anyway, we want him to like learn chores so he can make his own lightsaber. So this, I guess, brings me to this wonderful 798 question. What's the first responsibility your parents gave you as a kid?
So we had to, growing up, we had a chore wheel.
Oh, kids. You did the wheel. Okay.
Yes. So every week it would be something different. So I don't know which was like the actual first, but the chores included like somebody washed dishes. I can't remember if it was like separate, like somebody washed, somebody dried. Somebody did laundry that week. It was for a week.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
somebody was on laundry duty.
Yeah.
Somebody probably had to vacuum. What else? Then there was the garbage. There's gotta be one more thing. Cause there were six of us. I mean, there are six of us still.
Dishes,
wash dishes, dry dishes,
vacuum,
garbage, vacuum,
make bed,
probably sweep and mop. That's okay. Probably it.
So ours were I think difficult for my mom because she went back to work part time as a substitute teacher when my sister was a little bit older. But like for a lot of my childhood, she was home, and I think it was kind of tough for her to find chores for us to do that she wasn't like, I can just do this better myself.
Yeah.
But ours were things like make the beds, mop or sweep the stairs and the like kitchen and hallway. I'm trying to think, like, I legitimately cannot remember. We would have to, so my mom did the laundry, but we would have to take turns. So she very rarely put it in the dryer. She had a drying rack.
Nice.
So we would have
ecological respect.
Yeah. So we'd have to put them on the dryer racks, which I think now she still does the drying rack, but now that there's only the two of them, she can do like, you know, one load in the dryer and save herself time versus like, you know, 15 loads in a week when you've got a five people in your family. So we had to do that. I think she did the folding. Just because I don't know why. I don't remember really folding as a kid. Clearing off the table was another thing. Setting the table.
Oh,
was
yes.
Another
thing. Oh yeah. Setting the table.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we had two wheels cause these are,
and I feel like we didn't have a wheel. I feel like my mom just like wrote our chores for the week on like a note card or something. Like very teacher-esque. Here's your homework for the week.
Yeah. We just always had the same chores. I think it was always like
ones that were set, but then we had ones that were would rotate.
Yeah, so I don't know if we rotated.
Like make your own bed was a set one, but setting the table sure. was a rotating one.
Definitely rotating. And then there were like the more deep clean ones that we would do, but not every week, like more periodically, because like definitely cleaning the toilet was on that list. And that was not a fun one.
I never cleaned a toilet as a kid, ever.
Yeah, I don't think I did either. Yeah.
But I think that it hurt me. Like, I think every child should learn, like, how to clean up yeah. their own shit.
Just I kind of thought it was terrible, but now I'm like, honestly, cleaning a toilet goes really fast.
Yeah.
It does. Like,
it's good life
now,
skill.
Like, you know, you just, yeah. you plug your nose and it's over within 45 seconds. That's what she said, Matt. I know. But yeah.
yeah,
if anybody out there listening has any suggestions on what we should do to give a 5.5-year-old, almost 6-year-old chores to earn his keep at Disney, let us know. The broadcast is 3@gmail.com.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what mine were. Blah, blah, blah. I can't really remember what mine were.
I know. Isn't that so funny how certain things when you're a kid like stand out a whole lot more and like mundane things like chores? You're like, this one time I had to clean the stairs and it sucked, but.
Right. Well, it's like, and then I think because it's like as we got older, like chores became a little more fluid.
Yeah.
Because it's like my mom started working evening. So it was like whoever got home first would just like move the laundry over or like would pick things up where like the last person sort of left it off.
Yeah. And we actually have a pretty good system now where we'll like, Alex, go put the water bottles in the blue garbage can. And he'll, you know, go and do that, or he'll pick up the trash and like little things like that are age appropriate. Zachary, can you please get the clothes out of the dryer and put them in your room, or put them in mommy's room, or, you know, go hang this jacket up. And generally hang the jacket up for Zachary is code for, because he really can't reach it. It's definitely not, it's definitely something he needs to be a little bit taller to have like as a chore. He'll just throw it in the closet, but hey, it's put away, so whatever.
Mm-hmm. Beggars, like starting the behavior, like the practice of like that's where the coat goes,
right? Or like they'll have a habit of taking their shoes off in the middle of the kitchen. It's like, no, bring your shoes to the door. So we have things that we do, which I genuinely don't remember having, like it being enforced when I was younger. But I don't know.
I wonder if it's also just as a parent, like the chores that you don't like doing that are age appropriate. Like,
I don't like doing
how do you
any
feel about setting the table? Are you maybe not a fan of that? Maybe that's one he can do.
But it's also good because in like daycare and school and whatever, they're taught to put things away. So they know to like put stuff away. It's whether or not they're like lazy and being kids, or they're like in the right mood. Because like if Zach's in the right mood, he could be super helpful. So
yeah.
But if he's acting like a five-year-old, then he's, you know, going to be not as helpful as if he's in the mood to be helpful. But anyway, all right, on that note, guys, thank you for sticking around. Please check into our regular episode, which will be out on Friday, February 14th. Give us an email, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or give us a call, 331-276-2373. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for being patrons, as always. We really appreciate it. And thank you to the patrons that support us at a specific level, and that would be Ed the Creepy Mailman, Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Drake the Distributor, / Destroyer of Time, Maggie the Magnificent, and Joanne with a Plan. Thank you guys so much. We hope that we'll stick around, and we'll catch you next month. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shelly.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.